Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life, a more peaceful life, and joyous life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about shifting, changing phase to meet your creations. A bit of a nitty-gritty details on manifestation, a little bit different perspective for you. If you're into that kind of thing, which of course you are, which is why you're listening today. Quick shout out before we begin to new listeners in Barnstaple in the UK. Thank you for this connection. So exciting to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the links in the show notes. Let me know what you think, what's going on, and how I can help on your journey. So changing phase to meet your creations. So everything about life is constantly evolving. You are evolving, your spaces where you live, your town is evolving. Continual change, that's the theme. And it seems that there's a process that we go through as we evolve from one phase of our lives into the next. Now, from the physics point of view, it's actually mathematically a phase shift, I believe. This is my opinion, as always. We have immense influence over our own realities. We sort through all these contrasting experiences to choose what we want to happen in our lives. And we know we can have any experience that we want. And we constantly think about what we want. We daydream and we visualize and we long for what we want. And sometimes we get it. So why isn't it consistent? And why is it sometimes so delayed? And maybe that's just me because I'm impatient. Sometimes things seem to take a long time. Well, there are three levels of consciousness at play here. You have your human consciousness centered in your neocortex towards the front of the brain, the outside of the brain. You have your subconscious centered in the limbic brain that's deeper down inside of the brain. And you have your God consciousness, or you might call it the one consciousness, the natural consciousness, also known as your inner being. That's centered in your energy. In your energy body, in your chakras, and for me, towards the back of the head. Now, for any radical change to happen in your reality, we're not talking necessarily about tiny, small changes that you can easily make. We're talking about radical change. It's this process, right? Step one is you think of it. It has to occur to you that the possibility exists for this change. Second, you have to decide that you want it. Your human consciousness, your neocortex consciousness, has to decide, yeah, I want that. And then the third thing that has to happen is you have to remove any blocks that your subconscious might have, such as beliefs that you don't deserve it, or it's not possible, or that you even don't really want it. So your subconscious mind can harbor, and we've spoken about this a little bit before, your subconscious mind can harbor these beliefs of unworthiness, that you don't deserve the good thing or that you do deserve the bad thing, and that life is this way and it's not that way. And those subconscious beliefs are far more powerful, far more influential over your life than your human consciousness can ever be. And so you have to remove those blocks that your subconscious may have. Then you have to decide in your God consciousness that you want it. Your inner being, your soul, has to be on board or nothing will happen. And this is the step that manifests major change quickly. So your soul has to be on board with this, right? So you've got all these kind of checks and balances that happen back through the three levels of consciousness. And even then, you're not done. Then you have to expand to be able to experience it. Like expanding your bandwidth to include now this new thing too, right? Because you've had all these past experiences in your life. And you know what it's like to experience those things because you've already done it. You are capable of experiencing those phases. And now you have to expand to be able to experience a new one. And then, even then, you're not done. There's one more step. You have to shift. You must shift yourself energetically into this new phase. So let's get down into that. Expanding and shifting are where most of us need the most practice. Abraham Hicks speaks about how we are really good at figuring out what we want, and we're really good at asking for it. But then we don't open the door to let it in. And she and they are absolutely right. So this part of the process is very poorly understood. How do you open the door to let it in? You know what you want. You ask for what you want. It's right there, but you can't experience it, and it's not part of your life yet because you haven't opened the door to let it in. So I've been studying this part of the process for some years now, experimenting and playing with that and gaining some clarity. And here's what I've found so far. So first of all, let's talk about expanding. Let's assume that we're already good at knowing what we want, that your human consciousness and your subconscious and your God consciousness or your soul are all in line and all want this thing. So what we have to do now is expand to be able to experience it. So we are at any one moment capable of experiencing our current situation and any situation that we've experienced before, right? You could think back, call on memory, and re-experience something that you've experienced before. Now, if each situation is a phase, and I believe that mathematically it is, so if each situation that you've ever experienced or that you're experiencing now is a phase, then you can say that we're capable of experiencing a certain set or range of phases. It's like being capable of a certain set of dance moves, the one we're doing now and the ones we've done before. To experience something new, we have to expand our capability and learn to exist in a new phase. We must think of and then try a new move, to use the dance analogy. To expand into your creation, that is, to be able to experience it, you have to try it on. Visualization is one way to do that. It's a very popular way, especially when it's combined with feeling what this new situation would be like. Thinking about your new creation and adding detail to it not only helps you expand your ability to experience it, which is what you're doing when you're visualizing, you're adding detail to it, but it also adds gravity to it, helping to bring it into existence. But expanding is not enough. You can be capable of experiencing what you say you want, but that doesn't mean you will. You can be capable of dancing the salsa, but it doesn't mean you will choose to if you are too attached to dancing the waltz. And that's where the shift comes in. So shifting, let's talk about that. You must shift your current phase to meet the phase of your creation. That is, you have to stop dancing the waltz, stand there for a minute feeling uncomfortable and uncertain, but excited about dancing the salsa, and then desire to dance the salsa so much that your feet just move. So you first have to let go of the old without resistance. And then you must pass through a period between phases that can be uncomfortable and uncertain. And finally, you must step into your new phase with zeal, if you can muster it. You have to want to change. You have to want change, and you have to want new, and you have to want different. And you have to want this new phase with all of your being, literally, with your human consciousness and your subconscious and your God consciousness. You have to want it in your soul. You have to want change for the sake of change. You see, you can decide to salsa and then take lessons, but at some point you have to actually go out there and do it. You have to decide to do it. Take action to make it happen. And meanwhile, get uncomfortable. You have to expand your ability to dance and then actually show up at the club. And that's the difference between expanding and shifting. So we hold on to our current situation, even to our detriment. Sometimes this grasping is out of nostalgia, and sometimes it's out of uncertainty, because uncertainty can be really uncomfortable. But it's normal and it's common. People talk about letting go, and that's the first part of shifting. To let go, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. And then you must deeply desire to be in a new situation. Now, that desire for new is not just a desire for that particular new situation that you designed. It's a desire for new just for the sake of new. You must decide that you're ready for and wanting a radical change. Period. Just a radical change. You will get the change that you designed and that you asked for, but you have to be ready for change itself. So let's do an example. We're selling our house in preparation for full-time travel. So we'll take this example from my own life. We're selling everything to prepare for full-time travel. And so starting 14 months out, we began preparing our house for sale. It was a ton of work that lasted for 3 months, and the whole time we felt like we were behind schedule. There was an urgency to get on the market. We were anxious for our dream to arrive. But when we first put our house on the market, we mostly just felt stressed out and uncertain and a little depressed. And we had to grieve the loss of the old and face the unknowns of the future, and begin to imagine a new way of life. An underlying resistance to this whole thing, this whole process, became apparent. And I was somehow uncertain about my willingness for change at large, the whole idea of change. But after some focused energy work, this morphed into a feeling, into more like feeling bored with our current lifestyle and a craving for radical change. And so then the very next day, I felt truly ready to accept my dream into my reality. So you have to get comfortable. If you want to change jobs, you have to think about what you want the new job to be. Design your ideal. You have to take the steps, right? Go start applying for jobs. Do the work. You may have to get some new skills, maybe a little training, right? That's expanding to be able to experience the new job. But then you have to actually be ready, just ready. Don't leave your old job before you have the new one, but you have to be ready to leave the old job, ready to get uncomfortable for a while. And you have this limbo period in between where you're ready to leave that old job, but you don't have the new one yet, and it's awkward. You have to go through that uncomfortable period to shift phase into the new job. And this is how life seems to work. This is how it seems to go. So we have to expand And then we have to shift. We have to expand our ability to experience this new thing and then shift to come into line with the new thing. And this is where it may be a little counter to what you've heard before. We always talk about a law of attraction. I'm attracting the thing to me. I'm bringing it. It's over there and I'm bringing it to me. I'm not so sure about that. I think it might be more that we meet it. You have to move. You have to get off the dime and go somewhere else and go meet that thing that you want. I think it's a meeting in the middle more so than it is bringing the thing to you. It seems like it's coming to you because you are the center of your perspective. But I think you shift and move to meet it. So that's what I think is going on. And those are the two parts that I think we really need to work on. Expanding and shifting. And I'm not saying that's easy. Sometimes the expanding part can be easy and fun. Visualizing and adding detail to your dream and thinking about it. But at some point, you're going to have to let go of life as you know it. Be really uncomfortable for a while. And shift into a new life. And that is really the part that sometimes we can avoid. Because it is uncomfortable. Literally, it really is. But if you want change, that's how it's going to have to be. And it is so worth it. So work on practicing those two parts of this process, right? Because that's really where most people need the work. Let me know what questions you have. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.